Blog Talk Radio.
Dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Christ, the Church, and Serious Conversation. Well, you know who I am. I am Radio Reformer, and I'm in studio to do the last broadcast on the book review. You know, there's an old saying, you don't need to beat a dead horse. And John Eckhart's book, Prayers That Rout Demons, is completely dead. I mean, it is a dead book. It is a bizarre book. It is a book that none of it is based on the Bible. And I would just encourage you to stay away from every preacher who claims to be into deliverance. Just stay away. Stay away from them. These people are confused. They do not preach. They do not preach full of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they pretty much remind me of the sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19, where they were attempting to be exorcist. In fact, let me just take you there. Acts 19. And people like John Eckhart are always looking for opportunities to cast out demons, even where there are no demons. Because as I said before, as I've said repeatedly, John Eckhart and all deliverance ministers are basically pan-demonist. They see demons everywhere, responsible for everything. And here in Acts 19, starting at verse 13, it says, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." So here you have these unconverted Jews. They're in the business of exorcising demons by some means. They were attempting to do this. obviously through prayers and incantations, just like John Eckhart in his book. And he says, we're doing this in the name of this Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Jew named Sceva, and chief of these priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was in leaped upon them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. My brothers and sisters, this deliverance ministry thing is nothing new. There's always been people involved in dabbling with demons and saying that the power of Christ compels you, and throwing holy water and throwing words at these demons. Stay away from these seven sons of Sceva. Present day seven sons of Sceva. Now, the last thing I want to cover in John Eckhart's book, Prayers That Routs Demons, is this area of schizophrenia. John Eckhart doesn't know anything about schizophrenia. He's not a doctor. He's not a licensed practitioner. He's not anything. He's just a nut job. But I want you to hear him talk about schizophrenia. This is a posting of his on YouTube. And then we're going to go to his book. So here is John Eckhart's posting on schizophrenia. And by the way, if I ever get to debate the man, I will define for him. I will bring medical textbooks with me, and I will define what is schizophrenia, and then I'm going to ask him. I'll ask him first to define it, and you'll just see that he'll go around and around and around and around and not properly define it. Then I will have with me textbooks in which I will cite, I will define for you medically what is schizophrenia. And I will show you that this guy talks about schizophrenia, but he doesn't know what he's talking about because he's a parrot. And I'm gonna prove to you shortly that he's a parrot who just repeats what he's heard from other people. But here he is talking about schizophrenia, and let's listen, and then we'll get into his book.
We thank you today, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nana Masiyala. Shele le mongi di de sheha baba basa. Yala la 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 masa. Ah, shele la 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 basa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 And I said a few days ago that one of the benefits of praying in the Spirit is that when you pray in the Spirit, it for lack of a better term, it shuts your brain down temporarily. And that's a good thing in the sense that often when you come to church, you've been on work all week, all day, you've been, you know, dealing with things, and there's a lot on your mind. And sometimes we need to just get into the Spirit for a few moments and kind of let our mind be subject to our spirits. And that's one of the benefits of praying in the Spirit of Holy Spirit. It kind of causes you to bring your mind in and bring your mind subject to the anointing of God. How many know our minds need to be subject to the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Amen? Because if not, you know, the anointing can be flowing and your mind is everywhere on everything but what God wants it to focus on. So sometimes when you sense that your mind is just so busy from working and thinking and making decisions all day, amen, it's good just to stop and pray in the Spirit and get your spirit stirred up.
Now, he claims that when you pray in your spirit, you shut your mind down. No, that's not. That's the opposite of praying in the spirit. I want to play that for you again, in case you didn't catch it. And here it is.
In the sense that often when you come to church, you've been. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No, 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 see, Allah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 And I said a few days ago that one of the benefits of praying in the Spirit is that when you pray in the Spirit, for lack of a better term, it shuts your brain down temporarily.
Well, that's not what the Apostle Paul said, for in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, he says, I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. It's the opposite of what Paul said. This guy claims to be an apostle of Christ, and he said, one of the benefits of praying in the Spirit is that, for lack of a better term, you shut your brain down. No, you don't shut your brain down. The last thing you do. You don't shut your brain down. You keep your brain operating. He wants you to shut your brain down. He wants you to be dopey. He wants to dumb you down. He doesn't want you to think. He wants to lobotomize your brain, spiritually speaking. But you don't shut your brain down. You're to pray in the Spirit and pray with your understanding. I'm going to read it to you again. Paul says, what is it then? In fact, he says, what is it then? I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. He goes on to say, I will sing in the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. You don't shut your brain down. No, you never shut your brain down. That's what John Eckhart wants. That's what all of these deliverance teachers want. They want you to shut your brain down. I've never heard of anything so stupid, so asinine, so jackass, so retarded. And I've heard a lot of things over the years. No, you don't want to shut your brain down. That's how they hoodwink you. That's how they con you. That's how they deceive you. As a Berean Christian, you never shut your brain down. Your brain is always working. We want your brain to think all the time. We want your mental computer on all the time. Never shut your brain down. Here's more from this fool.
And that's a good thing in the sense that often when you come to church, you've been on work all week, all day, you've been, you know, dealing with things, and there's a lot on your mind. And sometimes we need to just get into the Spirit for a few moments and kind of let our mind be subject to our spirits. And that's one of the benefits of praying in the Spirit of Holy Spirit. It kind of causes you to bring your mind in and bring your mind subject to the anointing of God. How many know our minds need to be subject to the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Amen? Because if not, you know, the anointing can be flowing and your mind is everywhere on everything but what God wants it to focus on. So sometimes when you sense that your mind is just so busy from working and thinking and making decisions all day, amen, it's good just to stop and pray in the Spirit and get your spirit stirred up and bring your mind under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Praise the Lord. We'll put your hands together and thank the Lord for being here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 16 tonight. Genesis 16. And I'm going to share something tonight, really a couple of things that are on my heart to share with you. And a part of what I'm going to share with is really based on two things. Last week, I thoroughly enjoyed, as I always do, Frank Hammond in the Advanced Deliverance Conference. Even though I've taught on schizophrenia and I have read his books on schizophrenia, and even though I've listened to his tapes on schizophrenia, since he was the one, he and his wife, that received that tremendous revelation, I just wanted to sit there and listen to him teach. And it wasn't so much that what he said was anything new. We've had the teaching before. But I just really, really wanted a greater impartation and revelation concerning that whole revelation of schizophrenia and how it can really help us to minister.
Now, when he says, I wanted to receive an impartation of that special revelation, he means you can't find it in the Bible. It basically, what they say is God downloaded this to Frank Hammond and his wife and the Spirit. You're not going to find schizophrenia in the Bible. You're not going to find Bible passages about it in the Bible. This is what we call extra-biblical revelation. This has no scriptural foundation whatsoever. It's a revelation. It's something that Frank Hammond and his wife got. God. Now, you have to ask yourself, why did God just give it to Frank Hammond and his wife Ida May in the 70s? That means that technically it means that God left the church for 2,000 years without this revelation on schizophrenia, which means that God left the church handicapped. I mean, if you follow his logical thinking, well, God gave it to Frank Hammond and his wife Ida May. This was a special revelation. Well, then, I mean, they got it in the 1970s when they came out with the book on schizophrenia, which means that for 2,000 years, the church had no revelation on schizophrenia, which means that the church was handicapped. But the church was never handicapped because schizophrenia is a doctrine of demons. But here he is.
To multitudes of people. And there's several things he said. And by the way, how many of you have never, maybe you're a new member, maybe you've just started coming to these deliverance services, how many of you have never read the book Pigs in the Parlor? Let me see your hands. You've never read this book. Okay. Still quite a number. Some of you, of course, have read it. But again, I encourage you to get a copy of this book.
No, don't get a copy of it. Don't read it. Doctrines of Demons. Pigs in the Parlor, which I've shared with you when I first started to talk to you about the author and tell you who were his mentors, because I don't lie to you when I do a book review. I come with facts. I told you Frank and Ida May Hammond were his mentors. He's a third-generation deliverance minister. Frank and Ida May are first generation. John Eckhart is third generation. And all these people do is they parrot what first-generation deliverance ministers have taught, which is doctrines of demons. John Eckhart has told you there's nothing new. They're following the old deliverance ministry playbook. And what it is you're playing with fire because you're playing with demons. And he's encouraging new people to the church to read the book Pigs in the Parlor. No, don't read it. It's garbage. It's landfill worthy. It is a book destined for the landfill, destined for the garbage can. destined for the bonfire like the books that were burnt in Acts 19. Here's more.
In the parlor. It is over 20 years old now, 25 years old as a matter of fact, and I think of all the revelations in this book, that the chapter on schizophrenia, to me, is still one of the most phenomenal revelations that was given by the Spirit of God that really gives you an understanding of how to deal with unstable people and also how to deal with the instability in your own life. And one of the things that he said that really impresses me, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, is that when you deal with this whole subject of schizophrenia, the different network of demons, the revelation of the hands, the thumbs, the fingers, when you deal with this, you're dealing with a satanic master plan that he really tries to place on everybody to some degree. Because the devil does not want you to be stable. He wants you to be unstable. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The Bible says, let not that man think, if you don't ask in faith, but if you waver, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Now, if you follow John Eckhart, if you follow the logic of his thinking, everybody on planet Earth has schizophrenia. Everybody. Your boss has schizophrenia. Your husband has schizophrenia. Your pastor has schizophrenia. Your kids have schizophrenia. The president of the United States, the vice president, and every member of the Supreme Court has schizophrenia, because sometime or another, we are between two options. Many times we're pondering what we should do. Many times we're thinking, should we do this, should we do that? And according to Frank Hammond, Ida May, and John Eckhart, and all the others, to be double-minded to any degree is to have a touch of schizophrenia. So technically we're all schizophrenic. But of course, Ida May and Frank Hammond were nut jobs, and so is John Eckhart. He's a nut job. These are crazy people, unschooled, uneducated, no education whatsoever, just morons.
I mean, it takes faith to receive from God. One of the ways the enemy can keep us from receiving from God is not that God is not gracious, is not that God doesn't want to give us all of his blessings, but one of the ways that the enemy can keep us receiving from God is to make us so unstable until we're double-minded and we waver in our faith.
And according to him, that's schizophrenia. Now, on page 58 of his book, and my brothers and sisters, listen, I just can't warn you enough. I don't want to do a 50-part series on this book because it doesn't warrant it. I can just tell you, stay away from this man and stay away from every preacher, female or male, that is just like him. Anyone into deliverance, just stay away. They will put you in contact with demons. They will surround you with demons. If you follow these people, if you follow them, if you listen to them, if you read their literature, you're just going to be tormented by demons because they're opening the door. They're not fighting against demons. They're bringing demons upon you. Because all demons have to do with stupidity, with dumbing down people. Remember, Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, it will be the task, the assignment, the ministry of the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you to all truth. We know that when demons come, they lead you and they guide you into all error. Now, here is John Eckhart's book, Prayers That Rout Demons, page number 58. The heading on top is Breaking the Power of Schizophrenia and Double-Mindedness. Breaking the Power of Schizophrenia and Double-Mindedness. And underneath that heading, he has in quotes, based on the schizophrenia revelation of Ida May Hammond. So all of this, none of this comes out of the Bible. Now remember, he promised us that when all these prayers would be based on Bible verses, but I'm going to read them to you. Prayer number one, I bind and rebuke every spirit that would attempt to distort, disturb, and disintegrate the development of my personality in the name of Jesus. No Bible verse. Although he said all these prayers, most of these prayers, let me quote him correctly, he said most of these prayers are based on the Bible. Well, that one isn't. Second prayer. I break all curses of schizophrenia and double-mindedness on my family in the name of Jesus. No Bible verse. Third prayer. I bind and rebuke the spirit of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus. And for that, he gives us James 1:8. But their double-mindedness is not a spirit, because he says, I bind and rebuke the spirit of double-mindedness. But it's not a spirit. It's a state of mind or a mindset. So double-mindedness is not a spirit. So you can't use that scripture. Prayer number four. I bind and take authority over the strong man of rejection and the strong man of rebellion and separate them in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Next prayer, prayer number five. I bind and cast out the spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number six. I bind and cast out all spirits of lust, fantasy, lust, harlotry, and perverseness in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number seven. I bind and cast out spirits of insecurity and inferiority in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number eight. I bind and cast out all spirits of self-accusation and compulsive confession in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number nine. I bind and cast out all spirits of fear of judgment, self-pity, self-compassion, and false responsibility in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number 10. I bind and cast out all spirits of depression, despondency, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number 11. I bind and cast out all spirits of guilt, condemnation, unworthiness, and shame in the name of Jesus. Prayer number 12. I bind and cast out all spirits of perfection, pride, vanity, ego, intolerance, frustration, and impatience in the name of Jesus. No scripture. Prayer number 13. I bind and cast out all spirits of unfairness, withdrawal, pouting, unreality, fantasy, daydreaming, and vivid imagination in the name of this guy's alone. This guy's alone. Prayer number 14. I bind and I cast out all spirits of self-awareness, timidity, loneliness, and sensitivity. And my brothers and sisters, how many spirits are there? There's a spirit for everything. There's a spirit for everything. Spirit for everything. Prayer number 15. I bind and cast out all spirits of talkativeness, nervousness, tension, and fear in the name of Jesus. Listen, you can go on and on. I mean, this guy's, and listen, in all of these prayers, which total, I believe, 22 prayers in total, only one of them has a scripture, James 1:8, and that scripture isn't even applicable. My dear brothers and sisters, stay away from this schizophrenic nut. He's schizophrenic. He's a nut job. He's a loon, straight out of the Twilight Zone. Stay away from this man. Stay away from any book that is published by Charisma House. Stay away from demon chasers. Stay away from people who see demons underneath the bed, in the closet. Just stay away from demon saints. Stay away from these demon chasers. I don't need to do any more in this book. This book is just nonsense. Nonsense. The guy's a nut. And everything that he offers in this book is nutty. He told us that these prayers would be based on scriptures, and I just read you 15 or so scriptures, or 15 or so prayers, and none of them but one has a scripture, and the scripture doesn't apply. Stay away from this man. You will do yourself a great deal of good if you stay away from deliverance ministers altogether. They will have you going crazy. They will have you thinking crazy, because when you pray in the spirit, they don't want you to think. They want you to stop thinking. And the last thing you need to do, saints, to this broadcast, and I'll help you think in Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. God bless you, dear saints of God.